You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Welcome back to App Minute Podcast. John Nemo is here with Rudy Prince from Callvine. Nice to meet you, Rudy.
How are you doing, John?
How long has Callvine been in existence?
Well, we're kind of on the second rendition of the company, but about 2 years. We just launched the...
And are you... Say that again. How long have you been...
We just launched the latest version of the app in January here.
Very good. And how many people work for the company?
We've got about a half dozen of us, largely on the software and technical side.
Where are you located?
Located in Austin, Texas.
And is everybody there at Callvine working with you physically, or are you co-locating all over the world?
As most companies these days, we're a virtual operation. We have most people here in Austin, but some in California.
Who are your major competitors who our listeners would know about?
Well, we're really looking to change the world of audio conferencing. I mean, there's the free conferencing websites out there and all, but we're trying to take this mobile, and we feel like we're way ahead of the others in offering HD voice over a mobile conferencing app on the iPhone.
What is HD voice as opposed to ordinary voice?
Well, this is a lot better quality. As you can probably hear, we're recording this in high definition audio quality. We can add people if you connect by Wi-Fi rather than just dialing in by cellular phone. And once you get used to this, you never want to go back to a cellular standard dial-in type of conference.
What are some of the options that Callvine has?
Well, we offer things like, recording the calls we mentioned. So, once we start the call, as you can see from your app there, we show who is on the call. You can mute individual callers. You can drop them off. There's even a question and answer mode to be able to address specific callers for larger conferences.
I'm going to try to take a picture of that right now. Here we go. It cut me off. Can you take a picture of it? Can you take a picture of it at your end at some point during the call?
Absolutely. I'll do that right now. I think I've got it.
Does it work on the iPod Touch and the iPhone and the iPad?
And the iPad, yeah. With the new iPad announcement here, the iPad works great, like a Polycom conference phone that you can carry around. I mean, the iPhone itself operates like a little portable speaker phone, and I guess you're using it as a speaker phone on your iPod Touch there.
That's correct. It's built in. I didn't need to do anything. The speaker just showed up.
Exactly. So it's really convenient to have a speakerphone with you all the time.
In addition to conferencing and recording and using Wi-Fi and HD, what are some of the other features of Callvine?
Well, it lets you manage groups on your phone. So you can put together a group. You can text that group through your Messages app on your iPhone. You can... Certainly, it makes it easy to pick callers instantly, start a conference, or you can schedule it, and it will send out invites to the conference by either email or text.
Is there any way that the computer itself can be part of Callvine as part of the call, or does it have to be a portable device?
No, yeah. Once you're registered from an iOS device, then you can go into the website and all the capabilities that you're doing here on your phone or your iPad can be found on the website.
And can you use either the built-in microphone and speakers or a headset or earphones and a microphone when you're on the computer? Is that correct?
Yeah, we've tested with a lot of Bluetooth devices, the Jabra Freeway, the iFusion docking station. These all support HD voice, and they really sound great, and they work great as a desktop speakerphone, as well as just your, you can now get a Plantronics HD headset, Bluetooth headset.
Now, if I understand correctly, up to 10 people can do this free. So obviously you're picking up the tab for that, for the bandwidth and all the back-end services. does it make sense to say that the only way you're going to make money is when that 11th person comes in?
No, we also, some number of the people will be dialing in, so we're in the same free conferencing model as some of the other free conference sites, for the people that dial in. But then, for going over, 10 people or for exceeding 4 hours per month, we're going to have, paid options that will include some other features like dialing out immediately to your group. We'll be bundling that in a in-app purchase that you can simply upgrade from the settings in your app.
When you say will, does that mean that Callvine at the moment is still in the prototype stage for the commercial applications?
No. It's all a production business class app. We're just limited to 10 people on the call at the moment until we start our in-app purchase, which will be later this month.
Very good. And tell us about your background. Well, tell us how you got into this and why this at this time.
I've been in mobile software and telecom applications for a long time. I was the founder CEO at eFax.com. That was a 12-year adventure in the fax and telecom world, and I've done a number of things in mobile software since then, but really excited about Callvine. I've been in this this area about 3 years now.
Wow. How have you been earning money during the last 3 years?
Well, we've been working on a pretty exciting conferencing app here. We think it will really revolutionize some of the capabilities that people are used to on conferencing from their desktop. We're bringing that down to the mobile phone and the iPad, and we're excited about all the portability out there and the ability to conference from anywhere.
Well, if I'm driving around in my car on an iPhone, and I obviously don't have Wi-Fi available, and I need to be included in this conference, how do you bring me in, or how do I get myself in?
Yeah, if you have the app, you just press, it gives you a choice. Do you want to enter by HD voice on Wi-Fi, or do you want to just dial in by cellular? And you dial in one touch from the app, and it immediately dials into the call. Or it can be from any phone, and we text both the dial-in and the conference ID to be able to dial into the call, and you'll be on the call with the best quality that your connection will allow.
Well, once we get these 10 people in there and they all start talking at once, how does the moderator keep track of all these nitwits?
Well, that's what the dashboard is for, to be able to see who's on the call. It will actually indicate who's talking on the call, and you are able to mute noisy callers. A lot of times you get that person with a lot of background noise, and he doesn't even realize it, and the host can control that and mute them and make the call a lot more pleasant for the rest of the people.
Can the person who's being muted know that he's being excluded so he can get really irritated at you?
He can see, if he has the dashboard, he can see that the host has muted him, but hopefully the host will let him know. You know, I think conferencing is always a challenging proposition, and we're trying to give the tools to let both the host see who's on the call and be able to manage the call and let the participants see what's happening with the call.
Now, at the top, it's got the time on my touch, then I've got my ID number for this conference, then I've got the area 415 dial-in number, then there's a bunch of icons. There's a left arrow, a microphone icon, excuse me, a speaker icon, a pause button, and then an I button. Can you tell me what all those little icons mean at the top, please?
Sure. Well, the microphone is to mute yourself. Now, the host is given the ability to mute everyone on the call. The speakerphone will let you select whether your iPhone is in speakerphone mode, or you can select a Bluetooth device from there. The other settings, that's where the host can turn on recording anytime in the call. So if you're on a call that you feel like this part needs to be recorded, you can turn that on. You can lock the call to add some security so that others can't join the call. You can eliminate the chime that chimes when people join or leave the call. As you get into big calls, that's certainly an interruption. And the I gives you all the information on the call, who was invited, and any notes that come along with the call.
Could you please send me 4 or 5 different screenshots when you're in a conference with more than just you and me, so that we can see how these things work, these different icons in action with, you know, several
Absolutely.
People on it. Very good. And what does that little plus sign mean down lower right?
Well, that's if you want to add somebody during the call. So we're able to text someone instantly while we're on the call. And as part of the paid service, we'll be adding the ability to dial out to that person and add them as soon as they answer their phone.
Are the payments going to be incremental, like 11 to 20 is one and 21 to 30 is a little bit more, or is it pay as you go? Give us a sneak peek of how the pricing module is going to be.
It's a 30-day pay-as-you-go for $9.99 in-app purchase. It gives you the 30 days with the paid capability, essentially unlimited use up to 100 callers, and these other features such as dial-out that I refer to.
So it's an unbelievable deal if you use it once for a business purpose or for education or for marketing or for training. It's fantastic. I could see myself using it with Glance and with TeamViewer, especially with Glance.net for multiple training sessions, and we could all be talking and glancing at the same time. I just on that alone, for training purposes, I could see that would be tremendously useful.
We think it's a great deal. As I say, we really see a big opportunity in just the audio conferencing, and then we're going to work with other web conferencing and collaboration services and document sharing types of applications to enable those and add audio conferencing capability there.
We'll give a holler over to Rich Baker, spelled just like it sounds. He's the CEO of Glance.net, and just tell him John Nemo sent you, and he won't be surprised at the reason that you're getting in touch with him. I think it'd be a good fit there.
Absolutely. I will.
Very good. So we've been talking to Rudy Prince. He's the CEO and founder of Callvine, and if you want to tell our at-minute listeners just one or two things about Callvine, if you were making a really quick pitch to an angel investor, and, you know, the elevator pitch, what are the couple of things that the at-minute listeners need to know from Rudy Prince of Callvine?
Absolutely. Well, the key advantages are now you can get audio conferencing in super quality audio with high definition voice quality on Wi-Fi. You can eliminate a lot of drop calls, noisy backgrounds, all of that. And in a very simple, easy to use app that can manage your conferences and manage your groups and make it easy to set up conferences while you're on the road.
Do you have a data farm or server or some frozen cold room somewhere in New Zealand or someplace who's able to handle all this traffic?
It's all in the cloud. That's what the cloud's for.
Thank you very much, Rudy Prince. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Callvine, thanks everybody for listening to At Minute. John Nemo, signing off.
Thank you, John.
Siri, can you help me find a good podcast?
Why do you want to find a good baseball bat?
Podcast, you...
Well, I like to listen to Pocket Size Podcast. It's a great short podcast about all things iOS and iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. And it's got a great co-host.
You mean Peter?
No, me.
Could you just find me a good book instead?
Why do you want to become a crook instead?
I thought it was men that weren't supposed to be able to understand women.
Now searching for men who don't understand women. Oh, there are about 3.5 billion of them on Earth right now. I can find support groups for you. Now searching for support groups for men who don't understand women. Look, there's 12 near you. One of them even exists.
Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find Pocket Sized Podcast to be a great resource for all things about Apple's iOS devices, iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and Apple TV. We feature reviews, interviews, and great coverage of all kinds of software and hardware devices. And the best part about it is, we don't talk about beta software, if you know who I mean.
Ouch, that hurts. After all we've been through together. Find us at PocketSizedPodcast.com or search iTunes for Pocket Sized Podcast.